This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 387, up 7. May corn, 394 and a quarter, up 7. July corn, 401, up 7.5. March soybeans, 991 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. May soybeans, 997 and a half, up a quarter. July soybeans, 1003, down a quarter. March wheat, 532 and 3 quarters, no change. May wheat, 534 and 3 quarters, down 1. July wheat, 538 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Exports added firmness to corn prices, but cancellation of export contracts weakened soybean prices. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 to 8 cents at 354 to 372, while soybean bids were steady at 941 to 975. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 7 higher at 355 to 378. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 2 stronger at 962 to 992. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 8 cents at 363 to 379. Soybean bids ended mixed at 971 to 990, and the wheat bids ended mostly steady at 433 to 510. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 6 higher at 990 to 1012. Basis ended steady to 5 cents higher at 2 under to 20 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 346.20 to 366.20 per ton. That's down 50 cents, with basis steady range from 20 to 40 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 7 cents higher at 374 to 389, with basis steady range from 13 under to 2 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 higher at 372 to 384, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 15 to 3 under the March. Soybeans down 2 cents at 987 and 994, with basis 3 cents lower, ranging from 5 under to 2 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 6 to 7 higher at 395 to 399. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1013 to 1014. Soft wheat ended steady for the day at 529 to 538, and Milo ended 7 cents higher at 447 to 452. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 362 to 385. New crop soybean bids range from 920 up to 950. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 370 up to 385, new crop soybean bids at 933 to 950, and in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 350 up to 385, new crop soybean bids at 918 up to 945, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 492 up to 526. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 154.45, up 25 cents. April live cattle, 152.95, up 15 cents. June live cattle, 146.47, up 2 cents. January feeder cattle, 214.10, down $1.55. March feeder cattle, 204.85, down 75 cents. April feeder cattle, 206.45, up 10 cents. February lean hogs, 74.50, down $1.12. April lean hogs, 77.67, down 67 cents. May lean hogs, 83.37, down $1.57. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 12 cents higher. In a range of $62 to $73 with a weighted average carcass price of $71.03. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $36 to $39. 4 to 5 weighed at $38 to $42. 5 to 6 weighed at $41 to $44. And over 600 pounds, $42 to $46. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $45 to $49. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,333. The Carthage Livestock Auction Report for Thursday, January 15th, had receipts of 1,510. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 weight at 290 to 311, 5 weight at 248 to 289, 6 weight at 215 to 229, 7 weight at 198, 50 to 220, 50, and 8 weights at 190 to 191, 50. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 weight at 231 to 248, 5 weight at 217 to 238, 6 weight at 209 to 227, 50, and 7 weights at 194 to 210, 50. The Schuyler Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, January 14th, had receipts of 935. Slaughter steers choice at 160 and a quarter to 171.75. Slaughter heifers choice at 161 and a quarter to 168. Feeder steers medium and large 4 weight at 315 to 332, 50. 5 weight at 242, 50 to $300. 6 weight at 220 to 256. 7 weights at 220 to 225. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at 297 to 330, 4 weight at 275 to 312.50, 5 weight at 230 to 253, and 6 weights at 222 to 228. Feeder bulls medium and large 4 weight at 338 and some 5 weights at 242. On to the Walnut Livestock Auction Report for Thursday the 15th, had receipts of 515. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $7 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 158 to 165 and a quarter. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 143 to 150. Heifers choice at 158 to 165, 50. Slaughter cows average dressing breakers at 95.50 to 103. Boners average dressing at 95 to 104. And leans average dressing at 75 to 81. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 115 to 125.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 163. On a dress basis at 259 to 262. Heifers on live basis traded at 163 and on a dress basis at 256 to 265. The National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 256 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $84.37, which was 48 cents higher. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $260.45, which was $2.43 lower. Select carcasses at $250.84, which was $3.23 lower. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 92,000 compared to 95,000 last week, 106,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000 compared to 367,000 last week and 426,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
There has been little, if any, movement on the continuing port issues, even though there has been a mediator assigned. The continued holdup is causing major headaches for the ag industry and others as well, since not only can farmers, like Bob Eckenberg, not export hay, but companies like GameStop can't get their products imported.
It's really tough. Work on 35% of your budget and try every avenue to make your customers happy because they're finding new sources to supply them, other nations, and that makes it difficult. And, you know, they have people to feed and economies to keep moving, and they're going to other nations instead of the U.S., and unfortunately the U.S. isn't a strong enough economy to allow the revenue to go away.
That's Northwest farmer Bob Eckenberg. With more production records forecast for this year and still low commodity prices, all eyes will soon be turned to growing season conditions this year. USDA Deputy Chief Meteorologist Mark Brusberg is already looking at the early moisture picture for the Midwest based on National Weather Service data.
Right now, the only drought areas, say, east of the Rocky Mountains are in the southern Great Plains. Parts of the upper Midwest are still a little bit on the dry side, but we're talking just in the vicinity of Fargo. And then we're looking at an area that is expected to either develop or worsen in terms of dryness in parts of the lower Mississippi Valley, say from Arkansas into western Kentucky. Otherwise, the outlook is pretty neutral.
Brusberg says a couple of big snowstorms and a late runoff could change things, but he adds,
really, it's a little too early to tell how the spring is going to be for farmers in the Midwest. But right now, it doesn't look like it's excessively wet or it's excessively dry. So things right now are fairly neutral.
Brusberg says 2015 could see a pretty good growing season, though there have been surprises over the last few years where conditions changed quickly, slowing planting or relieving dry crops.
Each season is different. Ideally, what you would like to see is the farmers get into the ground as early as possible. And so right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be too wet or too cold.
Brusberg is keeping an eye on any cool, wet El Nino conditions, but so far doesn't even see that. The current January through March outlook is for warm weather in the west, cool conditions in the deep south, and neutral in the Midwest. 2014 was interesting for equipment manufacturers, with crop prices and governmental decisions leading to a year of two different segments and sales approaches, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President and Agricultural Sector Leader, Charlie O'Brien. O'Brien shares the data for December 2014 sales of two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive tractors and self-propelled combines.
The two-wheel drive tractors and the smaller horsepower 100 and below, we had positive growth in those areas. For the 100 horsepower and above, another decline compared to last year, December, which was down 22%. And four-wheel drive tractors also were down 49% compared to last year in December, and combines were also down 40%.
The reauthorization of the Section 179 tax code made a difference in the marketplace, O'Brien says.
We looked at the drop in December compared to the drop in November year over year. So the 100 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, for instance, in December was a drop of 22.4%. The drop in November was 32.5%. So actually the drop in sales was less, which basically indicated that we were seeing something that was providing an incentive for purchases. And I think there was a lot of farmers that were looking at seeing whether or not Section 179 was going to, in fact, be reauthorized. So they could take advantage of the deductions. And I think we saw that. It's kind of difficult to look at, you know, negative growth rates and think that's a positive thing. But the reality is it's positive. Even with combines, it was a little over 25% improvement over the trend line that we're seeing from November to December.
The sales data serves as an indicator of what's going on in the overall marketplace, O'Brien says. And there are many factors that go into what happens with equipment sales.
Section 179 in the tax code is one of the dynamics. I think equally as important, if not more important, is what's transpired over time and with the price of commodities. We've certainly seen a drop in the commodity prices over the last 12 to 15 months. That equates to a drop in net farm income, and net farm income being, you know, dropping, you know, almost 25% from last year. So when you see those sorts of changes in the marketplace, you'll also see some corresponding type changes that are taking place in equipment sales. So I think, you know, all the numbers are really a reflection of kind of the broader market and things that are happening. And they all have influence on equipment sales, and I think it results in a slowing of the equipment sales overall.
O'Brien says the good news is overall equipment sale volumes are still positive. The West Central Illinois Agronomy Day will be held Thursday, February 19th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Six different speakers will give presentations on the latest research in crop sciences and discuss some of the challenges facing farmers in 2015. Topics to be covered will include an outlook for farm income, phosphorus management, weed control, climate variability, and cover crops. Lunch will be provided. The conference is free of charge, but requires a ticket. Anyone interested in more information about the Agronomy Day can call the Montgomery County Extension Office at 217-532-3941 or contact Gary Letterly at the Taylorville Extension Office at 217-287-7246. Again, the West Central Illinois Agronomy Day is going to be held Thursday, February 19th at Lincolnland Community College in Litchfield. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.